Good morning, Southeast Alaska. You're listening to Morning Edition on KRBD Ketchikan. The time now is 8:32 a.m., and we're joined now by Diane Gubatayo from the Wellness Coalition and Women in Safe Homes. You're representing both today.
That's right.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Well, I'm perfect. Thank you. I'm like you. I probably wish I were outside working today.
Well, most of the time it's dark in this, not that people need to know this, but it's dark in the studio, so I don't really know what's going on out there. But when it's sunny, I notice.
You can't beat the sunshine,
exactly.
That's for sure.
So what do you have for us today? I know there's an event coming up that's very important.
Well, a couple things, yeah. Actually. The first one I'd like to alert everyone to is that the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition will be having their annual meeting on Tuesday, March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. We haven't determined the site yet, but this will be our annual report to the community. We have 8 different task forces, and each task force will be reporting on the important work that they're doing day by day here in Ketchikan. So that's something we just want people to save the date kind of thing. And I think Afton Lynch has been here and talked about the assessment that was conducted by the Wellness Coalition. And I suspect that that will be part of the agenda as well, reporting to the community on the assessment.
And what time is that at? Is
in the 6 evening? To 8 p.m. is our currently scheduled time.
It's subject to change, though, based on your...
I'm pretty sure the time is right, but we're still having... we were hoping to have it at the Ted Ferry Center, but it's already booked.
Okay.
So we're looking for an alternative location.
Okay. We'll keep people updated when we...
Absolutely. But the main thing I wanted to share today is the upcoming Choose Respect March, an event that will be statewide, actually, and we'll be commemorating here in Ketchikan. And that'll be on Thursday, March 28th in the evening. There will be 140 communities all throughout the state of Alaska. It's the fourth annual Choose Respect event that was initiated by our governor, Governor Parnell, and he talks about, well, I've heard him share personally that his father broke the cycle in his family. And then I read recently that he did a ride-along in a police car and was just shocked to see all the domestic violence events and sexual assault events. So Choose Respect is about ending domestic violence and sexual assault.
So what sorts of things happened at the meeting? What do you guys discuss?
Well, the thing I like about Choose Respect is it's a very positive approach to a very difficult situation here in Alaska. I just need to share this. It's a fact. This is sad. This is not a time you want to be number one, but we're number one in the nation in terms of incidents of domestic violence and sexual assault. So the thing about Choose Respect is... Choose, as a break it down, choose says that you have a choice, and respect is a universal value in almost every culture in the world. So the whole concept is we're going to choose respect. For this event, we have multiple things. We have the march, and we're hoping to have the bagpipers lead us again. We hope to have some native dance groups participate. We're very thankful to partner with the Southeast Discovery Center, which is where the march will end. Currently, we're planning to start the march at the State Building and then do a brief downtown circuit and end up at the Discovery Center, where we'll give out awards for the Children's Art Contest. The theme this year is I Respect, and last year we were blown away by the kids' artwork. I mean, we had over 200 entries, and we were able to display them on the walls of the auditorium in the Southeast Discovery Center, and they loved the artwork so much that they kept it up through the summer, which was awesome. Yeah.
What kinds of artwork are we talking about here? What are some of the highlights?
Well, we just let kids use whatever medium they want. It's an elementary school contest, and most of them use crayons and that type of art thing. But it was really powerful to see what children think in terms of respect. Well, it's like being nice on the playground and not bullying somebody. You know, for children, they have really strong concept of it, or being friends with people or helping people in need. It's just really awesome the way children see it through their eyes, and then they put it on in their artwork like that. They're so good at that. And like I said, it was one of our most fun events. We gave out awards to the kids. We plan to do that again this year. We hope to involve the older youth, the middle school, high school kids, with a pledge drive. a pledge drive that they will choose respect and give out pledge cards and have kind of secret incentives for, you know, a teacher might ask them, oh, do you have a pledge card? Anyone in the classroom, and have a little special prize or something. So we really want to involve the youth too, and not just, well, we want to make this a family and a community event. So
I think it's important for especially those at high school age, when these issues start to become real. I mean, not that they're not real for children who may be experiencing these things at home, but on a personal level for kids that are in high school and they start to get into relationships with themselves and they say, well...
You're so right. And we do have some initiatives around what they call intimate partner violence. And for teenagers and young, starting in the dating scene, it's learning how to have a healthy dating relationship. And we have a program going on right now. We're so proud of the K-High Boys Varsity Basketball Team because they've participated in coaching boys into men. And it's been talking, we've been talking about that they're models in the community of good behavior. Good behavior in the school, good behavior on the court, and good behavior in their relationships with girls. And so it's pretty cool, actually.
Definitely.
And we're very proud of them. They've been awesome. And go Kings, by the way. So, yes, involving the youth and teaching them early on. There are other programs that teach about safety in the elementary school age group. But this is a kind of a stand-up for other Alaskans, because we do have very sad statistics even here in Ketchikan. In 2011, we had 406 domestic violence calls. That's an average of one a day. And it's kind of sad.
Do you know if that's up or down from previous years?
I haven't seen, it's been pretty steady in that 400 range. I haven't seen, we've requested the 2012 statistics, and we will probably have those fairly soon from the police department. And that, as I understand, was just the police department, Ketchikan City Police, not the state troopers. So there are even more statistics if you include the whole borough. But, I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. We know it's everywhere. It's through all social strata. It affects so many people. And we believe that we can end it. We believe that, and a way to do it is to teach our children early and teach our youth and also help others change that may have in the past been violent, you know?
Mm-hmm. What other things are at the event aside from, I know you talked about the parade and these...
Well, we're hoping to have Native drum groups, and the bagpipers lead our march, and we may have a guest. We haven't been told yet who our guest will be from out of town. In the past, last year we had Commissioner Susan Bell as our
Fantastic.
Guest, and sponsored through the state Choose Respect organization. So we haven't been informed yet this year who our special guests will be. But we try and do it early in the evening so that it's a Thursday night, it's a school night. We don't want to keep people out too late, so it's family friendly. And we just encourage anyone in the community who believes that we need to end domestic violence and sexual assault wherever, and to support. I'll tell you what, too. We had a powerful story last year from the event. A father came with his children, and he was a past perpetrator. He admitted that he had been, you know, had issues in the past with violence. And he felt so strongly about standing up, and he said it was so meaningful to him to see all these people supporting him and others who are trying to be, you know, more positive in their behaviors. And it's really powerful when people in the community stand up like that.
Yeah, it's never too late.
That's exactly right.
Are we missing anything else before I let
you know? I don't think so. Just please, hopefully, come out and join us. We'll gather. We'll have a lot more details out, but we're gathering on Thursday evening, March 28th, around 5:30 at the State Building, and we will march through town and end up at the Discovery Center at 6 o'clock for a program, and we invite anyone and everyone to join us and stand up for other Alaskans.
Excellent. Well, keep us informed. When you get more details, we'll let our listeners know about that.
Definitely.
All
Thank
right.
you so much, Sean.
Thanks so much. That was Diane Gubatayo from the Wellness Coalition and Women in Safe Homes. The time now is 8:41 a.m. You're listening to Morning Edition on KRBD Ketchikan.